4:53 a.m. South African time. It's a beautiful Mubarak Friday morning here in Johannesburg. Yes, it's the 17th of Sha'ban, 1444. And yes, it's 13 days left for the Holy Blessed month of the month of Ramadan. We do have our beloved, respected teacher, senior ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhullah. Well, let's welcome him to the Q&A this early Friday morning. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم وعرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota and our Riyaz Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This blessed honorable day of Jumu'ah Friday, the 17th of Sha'aban 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we discuss chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, and verse number 63. From here till the end of the chapter, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is mentioning the true qualities of those sincere, devoted, dedicated servants and slaves of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Hence, Almighty Allah states, chapter 25, verse 63, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ. Ibad is the plural of the word abd. Abd means slave and servant. We say Abdullah, Abdul Rahman. So this is the plural. And the slaves of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who Allah Ta'ala's attribute is very, very gracious. So the slaves of the gracious one. And who are they? That Ibadur Rahman Illadina. They are those people, Yamshuna Alal Ardi. They walk on this earth. Hauna with humility. Today when we have the wealth, we have the health, we have the properties, we have the dollars, we have the clean dollars, dirty dollars, whatever it might be. So normally human being becomes very, very proud and arrogant. So what is the definition of pride and arrogance? He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Patarul Haq, a person is not prepared to accept the truth. You tell people today how corrupted they are, how many fraudulent deals they are doing, they'll get very upset. And you tell people about a weakness in them. He knows it, but he doesn't want to accept it. So remember that such people then, remember Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us about them, Hauna, which means that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wants, we must understand what is humility and what is pride. Sometimes we drive the fancy cars, 1 million, 3 million, 5 million, 10 million rand, worth of a car, one car. So now we think we're very, very special. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هُونَ. And the second part of the definition, فَطْوَرُ الْحَقِّ. They don't want to accept the truth. وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. And the people who tell them, so that what they are doing is wrong. So remember, they look down upon them. They consider them to be inferior and consider themselves to be superior. That's exactly the slogan of Satan and Lucifer. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. And he said that I am superior to you. I am better than you. So that is where we are today also. And وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when the ignorant people address them, They say, Salama, today when you speak to people, every second person, Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary, wants to become an authority on Islam. So when you give them and mention to them the dalail, the evidence, the proof, so remember they are the ones that they don't accept it. So it's no sense continuing the discussion because the mind of that person, the heart of that person is closed. So just make salam and carry on with life. So that is where we are today also, that sometimes the pride becomes the impediment for the person to embrace and accept the truth. When we commit a crime in public, then we have to apologize in public. And if we commit a sin and a crime privately, then we have to beg forgiveness privately. So how many people today will beg Almighty Allah forgiveness publicly? They will try and go and justify the crime they committed. So that's exactly the slogan of Satan and Lucifer. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us, remember, from these type of arrogance and pride. Let's give you the news, views and interviews going around the world. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Three Jutlas were yesterday injured. And remember that they say one of them is critical. We're very happy about that because this illegitimate harami and the children of Hitler, they murdered and martyred three Palestinians yesterday as well. For them, they think that they will shoot them and murder them into submission. They don't realize the more they try to do that, the more the iman and the resolve of the Palestinians increases. Sahaba, same thing happened. Some, you know, we just give an example. Inna an-nasa qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum. So chapter 3 verse 173. The people were mobilizing, organizing themselves and said, fear them. The Sahaba, they didn't fear them. Fazadahum imana. Their faith, their conviction in Almighty Allah increased. Waqalu, and they said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. And in front, chapter 22, verse 78, فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Allah is our best helper, our best protector, and وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ, the best helper. So that is what the Muslim is made of with iman. Look at now the haramis. Look at these illegitimate regimes. So 90 plus Democrats are telling Biden and warning Biden that you have to rein in BB. That what Benjamin Netanyahu wants to do with the judicial reform, remember, is going to harm the United States and Israeli relationship, and democracy will be finished. It will become a dictatorship. Smotrich, the war criminal, remember, even the Haaretz newspaper called him a war criminal, has been issued a visa by the American tinpot dictatorship, despite and notwithstanding the fact that he said that the Hawara and the whole Palestinian village and city should be wiped off the face of this earth. These are the real war criminals. So over 70 United States groups have shunned and snubbed Smotrich. They said, we don't want to meet you and you are a war criminal. Now look at among themselves, Surah 59, verse 14. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think that they are united, the Jutlas, but their hearts are totally fragmented. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Because they are a people and a nation who got no brains, no intelligence, no intellect. Yes, you might get individuals, but generally they will be fighting among themselves. Ben Gvir, another real terrorist, the Minister of Security, fires the police chief there in Israel. He said he was too lenient with the protesters last week and weeks before when they came to 150,000. Inshallah, tomorrow evening, Saturday, they will be there. More than 250,000, 300,000, inshallah. and showing the world that this regime of Bibi, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, and all these haramis, that remember they are what? Illegitimate, and they are not acceptable to us. Now look at the puppet regimes, and the Saudi foreign minister is busy, and he wants ties now with Indonesia, he wants ties with Saudi Arabia, he wants ties with this one and that one, but they don't prepare to give the Palestinians their rights, remember that, and they are treating them as third class, fourth class. Now look at the Saudi sellouts. Therefore, I told you 1,000 times now, MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan, the enemy number one of Islam and the Muslims. Now he and his regime says, the Kufar regime, Saudi Arabia, they're not Muslims as far as the government goes, and people who agree with MBS. They say, okay, we can make peace with you, but we must have nuclear. We must have security agreements. And then just to, you know, public consumption, they will say, yes, that the rights of the Palestinians must be fulfilled. But that is just the top of the tongue. Nothing meant really seriously, you see. Then you find that the Arab regimes, all of them, you must remember, they met. And what is on the agenda? Iran. So Iran is doing the right thing. So you must remember that you tenpot dictators, million, billion, trillion, zillion dollars you got, you can't even have one nuclear, you can't even have one bomb. Pakistan, a poor country like that, has a bomb. It's a shame and an indictment upon the Arab countries. But America and Israel want them. No, your enemy is Iran. Iran is preparing for you. So these fools and idiots will buy more and more arms from America, from Russia, from here and there and so forth. So this is the game they play, you must remember. You know America is stealing oil from Syria, if you know anything about politics. So yesterday they passed the verdict to American Congress, and they said no, they will not pull out from Syria. Is occupation not terrorism? Who are the real terrorists? Israel, 100% the terrorists, occupying more and more land and land grab of the Palestinians. So that is 100% terrorism. Likewise, America occupying the land of Syria. So that is terrorism. Occupation is terrorism. I'm in Pietermaritzburg, and yesterday a very, very tragic, sad incident took place. The government hospital were not allowing people to enter because they want their increase and so forth. And one lady who was pregnant, she passed away and died yesterday. Now imagine that what happens to our human rights, our best constitution in the world, and all these type of things here. So from corruption from top to bottom, and that continues in our news of Africa. Yesterday, mashallah, I visited Masjid Khadijat al-Kubra, and there Mufti Desai was there, mashallah, Mufti Muhammad Desai. And mashallah, he just moved there 1 year ago, and Maulana Fazlani. So may Almighty Allah reward them, they're doing good work here. And I was very, very impressed with the masjid and so forth, and the madrasa and the Darul Ifta and all that they possess there, and they are running it. So, mashallah, approximately 35, 40 masjids and masajid here in, you know, Pietermaritzburg with the musallas and everything. So Allah Ta'ala reward the trustees, all the ulama, the imams, all are getting ready for the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Today, inshallah, our program will be, we will leave for escort, and then once we reach there, we'll go to Dr. Hafiz's residence, and then we will translate the khutbah, inshallah, from Makkah, the sermon. And that will be around 11:30 South African time. Sheikh Mahir Al-Mu'aykili will render the khutbah, and thereafter we will translate it, make dua. And then the Jummah program, Friday program will be there in the Jummah Masjid, the town masjid of Escort. And tonight after Maghrib, there in Masjid-e-Rabia. So that is our program, inshallah al-Aziz. May Almighty Allah accept it and make it easy.
Ustad, brother Colin wants to know, do Turks, do they eat pork, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Turkey is a Muslim country and it has 85 million people. Majority of them are Muslims, but not every Muslim is a devoted, dedicated Muslim. So we will say 90%, 80% of them don't have wine and swine and so forth and so on, meaning that over 50% will not touch it because that is absolutely haram and unlawful in Islam, the wine and the swine and so forth. But the people who are, like you know, totally secularist, communist, they are Turks, but they are very far away from Islam. So for them, they'll have their wine, they'll have their dine, they'll have their swine, they'll have their girlfriend, they'll have prostitutes, everything with them. So you have in any religion, remember, you'll get the good, bad, happy, sad. So I always told you my job and function and duty is to teach you about Islam and not to defend the Muslims. Remember, we will defend Islam with our life. But Muslims, you will get all different types of them. So remember in Islam that the khinzir, the swine, is bumper to bumper, top to bottom, side to side, haram, and can never ever be legalized, no part, no portion of it. Even the measles vaccine is haram. It can never ever say that it went through a process and then the pig and the swine gelatin is legal and permissible. So people who don't understand jurisprudence or they have a hidden agenda, they will make all these type of crazy statements. So totally all your pork bangers and wine and swine, every drop of alcohol, intoxicants are absolutely haram, unlawful for Muslim consumption.
There's a listener saying that, tell me, Mufti Saab, do divorced husband and wife receive inheritance if it is already written out in a will, Ustad?
Remember that once the husband issued the talaq, the divorce, and thereafter, remember the iddat period, the waiting period, everything expired, then there's no question of inheritance because now they are total strangers to one another. Once the husband issued the talaq verbally or in writing, one divorce, two talaq, three talaq. So irrespective of what it is, and now the waiting period also expired, so she can marry anybody else after that. And there's no question of inheritance in case like that. Remember that inheritance, the people who inherit are blood relations, and the father passes away, mother passes away, the son, the daughters will inherit, or the children pass away, the parents will inherit, provided that all parties are Muslim. Or husband passes away, wife or wives inherit, or wife passes away, husband inherit. Again, provided all parties are Muslim. And thereafter, remember, if divorce and all that took place, and it that is expired, then there is no inheritance at all. Yes, there can be wasiyah. So understand, when a Muslim person passes away, the first thing will be burial, funeral expenses. Second will be the debts of the deceased. And that means what you owe human beings, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim. So the debts that the creditors must be paid immediately, not after 40 days and 100 days and all. Justice delayed is justice denied. And third one, remember, is wasiyah. Wasiyah means to bequeath. You bequeath to non-heirs, to strangers. And if you want now, you want to bequeath to your ex-wife, you want to bequeath to your ex-husband, so the maximum amount will be one-third of the net estate. So that will be permissible. But there you know, that is wasiyah, what you're bequeathing, not inheritance. Inheritance is what Almighty Allah has ordained and prescribed, and the shares are enshrined in the noble Quran. Open chapter 4, Surah Nisa, and verses 11, 12, and so forth, and you will find the shares of the heirs mentioned, enshrined in the noble Quran.
I've got a revered brother, Ustad. He says that if I am at my second sunnah rak'at in Dhuhr and the first salah started, do I end or continue with my sunnah? A revered brother, Ustad.
Remember, my brother, if you fear you are going to miss the entire salat, in a case like that, the first salat, then, for example, that Fajr time or Zuhur time and so forth, that you're going to miss the entire salat with the imam, then remember you break it, and then you join the imam and so forth. But if you are sure that you will catch the imam in the Jamaat congregational prayer, then you carry on, but remember you will read short surahs and try and expedite it, and then you join the imam. And the rakats you must, obviously, after the imam makes salam, then you will stand up and complete it. However, the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis and them, even now, Fajr time, they say, إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَلَا صَلَاةَ إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَةُ, which is authentic hadith. Remember, Mishkat Mustad Ahmad. You went to the masjid, to the mosque now. Fajr Salat started, and you have not performed your sunnah prayer, which is sunnah muqadda, very, very important and very much emphasized. So you must join the first salat, and after the salat, even before sunrise, you read the two rakats. That is the verdict of the Shafi'is and the Hanbali scholars. Mm. The Hanafis and the Malikis say, no, if you know you are going to get Jamaat and congregational prayer, Imam Malik says, you sure you will get one rakat also, so then you read your sunnats and then you join the imam, and the rakat you must, then you stand up and complete it. Hanafis say that if you're sure that you will get the Jamaat Salat before the imam makes salam, so read your sunnah, and thereafter you must remember that is after the sunrise, 15 minutes or so, then you read your two rakat sunnah muakkada. So that is what Islam will say in these type of cases.
So Ryan says, I have seen many miracles in Christianity, just like in your religion too, AK. I also seen miracles there too. So how do we go about choosing a religion? We should be born with a choice on what we choose. Ryan, Ustad.
100% you got the choice, so therefore you chose Christianity, we chose Islam. So what you are calling miracles, I'm posing to you three questions, my brother Ryan. So which Bible are you really going to follow? You got so many different versions of the Bible that even the versions are confused. You know that the gospel which you call the Holy Bible, remember that is not the original Bible that was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. You don't have a single person on the face of the earth who knows the original Bible by memory in the original language. You can go ask the Pope, and the response will be, there is no hope for the Pope. Similarly, with the Jutlas and the Jews, you must remember, there is not a single person living today who can claim and say he knows the exact Torah that was revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. When we corner the rabbis and these people, they themselves also, most of them, all of them, they also terrorists, because they support Israel, the rogue regime. So when you corner them, they'll tell you you anti-Semite and so forth. So that's your first reason that you must remember you are not following the correct faith. Second one is, do you really believe, Ryan, that your God was born? You believe in Trinity. And then you also say on 25th December, Jesus was born. So who was running the whole world and everything, the entire cosmos before that? I mean, you need to use your brains a little bit, Ryan. Third one, then you say that Jesus was crucified. Just now you will have your Easter holidays, Good Friday, Easter Monday, all that. So that is, again, you must remember, you say Jesus died for your sins, your God died, he was crucified, he died, and he was put into the tomb, and Mary Magdalene came there that Easter Sunday and did not find him in the grave and in the tomb. Do you really expect somebody to believe that the God or God's Son and so forth and part of the Trinity, that can be the correct religion? People are leaving Christianity in their droves and droves. You just go to BBC documentaries and so forth and see the rise of the crescent, the rise of Islam, and the fall of the cross. Remember the crucifix. That is why people are fed up with Christianity, and the people they're supposed to look up to, the priests, they busy parking here and there, busy with pedophilia. Therefore, the popes have to go country to country, continent to continent, and apologize. For you must remember, for their priest and their clergy, for getting busy with the young boys and children. And then the monk and the nun are busy with their monkey business. So what you say, my brother Ryan? Use your brains a little bit.
A listener from Eastern Cape Ustad says that he doesn't want to mention his name. He says, what do Israelis think of the Palestine situation? I am not trying to be anti-Semite. I just want to hear your opinion, Ustad.
So remember, there's nothing anti-Semite. The whole world knows that Israel and the Jutlas and the Zionists are haramis. If you don't understand the term harami, if I tell you certain person is a bee, then you will understand. So here we translate harami as a big bee. So you must remember, Palestinians are treated as third, fourth class, fifth class citizens. Their land has been stolen and occupied by these squatters and settlers, and they rule by the barrel of the gun, so they can shoot and maim anybody, and nobody to question them. You must remember that. Smotrich, the harami, the terrorist, the war criminal. Haaretz newspaper wrote the editorial that is a war criminal, and he said that the whole of Hawara should be now wiped out and erased from the face of the earth. Yet America gives him a visa. So I'm asking you, who are the biggest terrorists? So the biggest terrorists are America and Israel. And you must be blind not to see it. But we say the day is coming, and it is nigh and near. Nasrum min Allah wa fathun qareeb. The help and assistance from Almighty Allah is there, and victory is near. Israel will fall. This year, Ramadan, fasting month, inshallah, 1444, 2023, the decision will be made that what is going to happen to Israel. You see, for us as Muslims, when you study our golden history, it was in the second year after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Medina Munawwara. Then the decisive, magnificent battle took place in Badr, and there the Muslims won against a so-called superpower, and it was on a Friday, 17th Ramadan. And then in Ramadan, the 20th, 21st of Ramadan, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, the conquest of Makkah took place. So this month of Ramadan is a month of victory for the Muslims, inshallah al-Aziz. And we want the Jutlas go and protest more and more, more and more. And therefore Netanyahu and his cronies and haramis are saying that these protesters are carrying out a coup. They know that their government of 2-3 months cannot last, and they are the most disgraced and humiliated people on the face of the earth.
Somebody is asking, Ustad, that does Elon Musk care about poor people, Ustad?
So you must remember that how many rich people are going to care about poor people? So remember, capitalism means you don't care about the poor people. Capitalism means the rich get richer, the elite get more elite, and the poor get poorer. You look at your South Africa, 30 years almost now, 29 years in your democracy. Who is there for Joe the plumber, Joe the carpenter, Joe the builder? Poor Joe is getting poorer and poorer. And the super rich, remember what happens to them. Tutu told you what happened. Under apartheid, you had the gravy train, and now you have the gravy plane, you must remember. And you can see that the plane is getting fatter and fatter where I am. So in Pietermaritzburg, absolute disaster, remember. Every 2-3 hours, the lights go off. They say, this problem, not load shedding. This problem. Then they have load shedding and so forth and so on. So mashallah, yeah, my nephew and them, Salman and them, they're doing good job, I see. They're busy with the solar panels, and they're busy with all these gadgets and inverters and what and what. So remember this type of things here, that an absolute disaster since they announced who the Minister of Electricity is. So I don't know. Me, I don't understand these things here. But I can tell you this much, everybody is feeling the pain because you must, how can you run a business when every 2-3 hours there's no power, no electricity, ANC and no current. So we must remember this type of thing there. Secularism means you don't bother because you don't worry about Almighty Allah and divine rights, that you only worry about what so-called human rights and you trample upon the divine rights. Therefore, democracy, secularism, capitalism, Zionism, all are haramis and all are absolutely haram. In Islam, it can never be compatible with Islam.
Bongi says, but AK, solar panels did not ever exist before. Did you ever think our South Africa will ever use the solar panels? And he says, Yo, Ustad, that who do we vote for, Ustad?
So you vote from your heart, my brother. Whoever you feel like. I told you, you're listening to me now. I told you I never ever voted ANC or DA and EFF. And I'm very, very honest about that. And I'll never vote for them. Remember these type of things there. If I want to vote. So you vote for whoever you feel like. But I gave you my opinion. And you must remember, as Muslims, if people want to vote, we will say, read Allahumma khirli waqtarli, that, oh, beloved Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me. Regarding solar panels and all that, did you ever think that South Africa will have load shedding? Did you ever think that our dollar will be reaching 20 rand almost per dollar? It's going to happen in the year if things go on like this. Did you ever think that our crime situation will be like this? We're the gay capital of the world. We're the murder capital of the world. We're the abortion capital of the world. We are the capital of the world as far as illegitimate children go. That is the reality. Leave all these so-called official figures they tell us. Go and study and you will find South Africa is leading in most haram things. And most things that every decent person, believing person, will tell you is unacceptable. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Adam and Eve. And remember that today anybody can just go get pregnant and they go for abortion and what and what. There's hardly any laws to prevent it. So my brother, you must remember, we have opened the floodgates for the vices to thrive. And to just go more and more deeper into the mess.
I've got a sister, Bridget. She's from the United States. And she says, hi, AK. If Joe Biden ran for a second term, he would be 86 years old at the end of it. So should he pass to a younger candidate? Bridget, Ustad.
Both of them are wasting their time, my sister Bridget. Thank you, my sister. I don't know if you called or sent a message from America or are you on holiday in South Africa. Nevertheless, we appreciate all your interest. Remember, I made the statement during the course of the week. These two old buddies, they must go into retirement. But you know, there is something called, my sister Bridget, Bostic. You know Bostic, right? So now Biden says, I am going to stand as the Democratic candidate from 2024. And that's why Trump says that he's going to stand and all that. Both of them will be in their 80s. So you must remember, according to me, both of them are wasting their good time and people's money. They both must go into retirement and hand it over to the younger generation and people who are fair and just, not people who have hidden agendas. And as soon as the motors, my sister Bridget.
Can a menstruating lady recite Salah and Salam from the Kitab, Ustad?
Remember that what they mean, let's understand the question. A menstruating lady cannot read Salat in the meaning of Namaz. That's haram, obviously. She cannot be making Siyam and fasting. She can't be touching the Quran and reading Quran. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, La taqra'ul ha'idu walal junubu shay'an min al-Quran. A lady in menses or a person in ceremonial impurity, husband-wife, you had a relationship, or you had a wet dream, so you can't be reading a portion from the Noble Quran and so forth. However, if by salat and salam, if you mean reading Durood Sharif, salawat ala nabiyyil Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that is permissible. You read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you read Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad till the end. So all that will be permissible for the lady in her menses. Likewise, you say istighfar, you say la ilaha illallah, you make dua. So all that will be permissible. You read certain duas that are mentioned in the Noble Quran. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Oh, beloved, Allah grant us goodness in this world, goodness in the year after. Save us, O Allah, from the punishment of the fire. So this is a supplication, a dua. You want to read it with the intention of dua and supplication. So that is permissible, not with the intention of recitation of the Noble Quran. Last question.
Somebody wants to know, will Germany protect Ukraine from the Russian aggression, Ustad?
Nobody can save them. They're all trying and they're all paying the price. Remember that United, that the European Union, the prices of energy and power have soared and increased by 200-300%. So they're all paying a price, and Putin is a big harami, and he's putting them properly in their place. We say, Putin, give them more stick, inshallah. So I leave you now, and inshallah, I'm going to the Masjid Salihin, and thereafter we have tafsir and commentary of the Quran in the Masjid. 11:30 will be the sermon today, inshallah, from Makkah, and that will be Sheikh Maid Wa'itili, and thereafter, inshallah, we will be there in escort the Jummah Masjid. And then tonight after Maghrib in Masjid Arabia in escort. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.